Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Edition of What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. Scott Hennon. Todd the Radio God Mitchell. Kevin Flynn. And a busy edition of the program. Todd's got his skull flag ready to go there.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Aaron Tippin on your radio to...
Here's what I tell everyone.
Remind us everything will be fine because of those stars and stripes.
I was born by God's dear grace.
In an extraordinary place, I believe.
In an extraordinary place.
How did I know that? Exactly right. Brought to you today
for the stars and stripes.
By our friends at Patriot Mobile. Now more than ever, it is so important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Stick together, folks. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it, too. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Love, love, love the folks at Patriot Mobile. They're great. One of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. John Hinderacher is going to be here in just a little bit. Center for the American Experiment. Fighting on all fronts in Blue, Minnesota. And expanding their efforts to North and South Dakota. We'll talk about the battle of the day with John Hinderacher in a moment. We're going to do a talk radio town hall on workforce issues today. So encourage you, if you're an employer and having trouble recruiting folks, if you have a theory on what would be a great way to put North Dakota in a nation-leading position on workforce, what can we do? What should we do on workforce? And I want to really get into the data a little bit today. Just, okay, how many people are available in the workforce? Why is there a hiring sign everywhere? All those questions. We're going to do a talk radio town hall on this. As you know, Senator Kramer was on with us Wednesday in place of the normal Friday talk radio town hall. So that'll be our talk radio town hall deep dive on a topic today with Phil Davis, who was the Workforce Services Director for North Dakota Job Service on the program today. And then we wrap up with a fascinating conversation on a big announcement yesterday. The petrochemical industry, petchem as it's sometimes referred to, is a big deal associated with oil and gas plays in other parts of the country. The Gulf Coast is a big deal, as an example. That's where most of the petrochem industry has been. For some time, because of the size of the reserve of the Bakken and the oil and gas bounty that we have here in the great state of North Dakota, people have been saying this is the perfect spot for the petrochem industry to expand. But while that's been a great idea and a great concept, nobody's really taken that first plunge. Discussions on all kinds of other projects that are happening. But this is real. $2.8 billion project announced yesterday. Major gas to liquids complex in North Dakota by Trenton, North Dakota. So we're going to go into the hood there with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford and the chairman of the group that made this announcement yesterday. $2.8 billion project, guys. Woof. There you go. So we need the workforce to support that. So we'll talk about that today on the program, too. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Get your calls, questions, and comments in today on the program. 800-228-0550. What's on your mind today? Tell us. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. Texter says, hey, Scott, with this border crisis, why aren't American citizens coming together to push the illegals back? We need to be going down there with big numbers to keep the illegals from coming in. This is how we take our border back, by we the people. I don't know how practical that suggestion is in. I think there are frustrations like this Texter's that are out there with among everyone. How can you not look at what's happening and be outraged at what's going on down there? You know, my idea, after the second or third trip down there to see it firsthand for myself, I thought, you know, why not have media? Literally, because, you know, we hear about it. You see a little snippet here. It flares up with the, you know, the Haitian refugees come in or whatever. But it sort of just like becomes drip, drip, drip every day. And, you know, you just kind of media notices for a while, then they go away. How about if we just had watchdog media with cameras?
Set up a live stream.
Exactly.
You could watch it live.
And think of that. You could do it, you know, you take 100 people along the worst pain points, and you just show people what's happening. Maybe that would be an awakening. Because you could just do the math.
There you go.
Let's go, Brandon.
Maybe Brandon wants to get down there.
Start a cheer as they
never get down.
It doesn't, does it? I like how we cleaned it up, too.
Thank you.
Say it without saying it.
Yeah.
Let's go, Brandon. Fred and Wing on What's on Your Mind. Fred, give us a little Friday wisdom today.
Good morning, gentlemen. I don't know if any of you have noticed that it must be Halloween season. If you sit and watch little TV, you go from one channel to the other, and they're showing Friday the 13th and Halloween 6 or 7. It's pretty bad stuff. I really don't really like it very much, but I kept flipping the channels and never really scared, not too scary anymore. But then I switched to Rachel Maddow. Oh, I screamed.
You know, I was wondering where he was going with
that. Where was this going? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Oops. I cannot. There's no,
it is frightening.
No way, no how. I can't do it. You're a better man than me.
Well, there are scary things in this life that you need to avoid, fellas.
Oh, true.
And I tell you what, they use things against us. And it's deception is, they use that by twisting words, this fake media. They use deception. They use omission. Scott, you've talked about this so many times, how the omission is worse than the deception. And nowadays, with the government on their side, they use suppression. They try to suppress you. They try to push you, take your job away if you don't take a vaccine. I mean, many things that they do to you. A few years back, all the people who own liquor establishments got oppressed by the government. You couldn't sell a beer to somebody in an establishment if they were smoking. You had to kick them out. You know, they just took away their freedom. It's been going on for years. Deception, omission, and suppression. It's the three keys that they use against us. Stand up, folks. Fight it. We have to fight it. Those of us who understand have to fight. And I want to thank all three of you guys, Scott, Todd and Kevin, you guys, I want to thank you for standing up and letting us have a platform that's more righteous than evil. And I just thank you guys for it.
Fred, thanks for your words and inspiration for a lot of folks. While you were saying that, I noticed a text from a listener with a Winston Churchill quote that dovetails right into exactly what you're saying. These are Winston Churchill's words. If you will not fight for right when you can easily win without bloodshed, if you will not fight when your victory is sure and not too costly, you may come to the moment when you will have to fight with all the odds against you and only a precarious chance of survival. There may even be a worse case. You may have to fight when there is no hope of victory because it is better to perish than to live as slaves. And that's what you're talking about. When do you say it's time to engage? Fred, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Other wisdom available? Welcome, I should say. Text us, 701-237-1590. Call us today at 800-228-0550. Busy program today. A lot to cover. And I want you to think a little bit about workforce. A lot of people that are employers right now are perplexed. They're just like, what do we do? And whenever I hear somebody say, I can't hire anybody, it's like, okay, what are you doing about it? And that's what I'm hoping we can accomplish today in the workforce segment, a little talk radio town hall. Just come up with some ideas, some solutions. What's the deal? What is the problem? And whatever it is, whatever the challenge is, maybe we can tackle it here better than anybody. We're brought to you today by our friends at Pipers, by the way, and I'm just checking out some of their land auctions next Tuesday. Eddy County, 374 acres. Foster County, 248 acres. And Logan County, 355 acres. Then on Wednesday next week, they start their Western Dakota land auction, and boy, oh boy, 16th annual event, Hettinger County, Morton County, Oliver County, Slope, Adams, Corson County, South Dakota. It is a mega event. Starts on Wednesday the 20th, goes through Friday the 22nd next week. Find out all the details at Pipers.com and tune in. America's Land Auctioneer, 7 a.m. tomorrow, right here on his radio channel.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges, just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
America at war. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president with silence. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed where lives are forever changed. Their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change. Then let us stand. Let's stand and fight. Install a flagpole. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com and thank you.
Unleaded 88 retailers across the state are participating in the third annual Pink at the Pump promotion to raise funds for breast cancer awareness. Participating retailers include PetroServe USA locations in Bismarck, Castleton, Fargo, Mandan, Valley City, and West Fargo. Cashwise locations in Bismarck, Fargo, Watford City, West Fargo, and Williston, and Tesoro and Widmere. 3 cents per gallon of unleaded 88 sold in October will go to North Dakota Women's Way. Choose the unleaded 88 nozzle in October to support breast cancer awareness.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, ought to be a stop for you today. The weather is getting a little cooler. It's perfect sauna weather, hot tub weather. You know what that's all about? Your wellness. What'd you say, Kev?
You're what? I said it with you. It's all about wellness.
It's all about wellness.
Feeling well.
Sounds like a lot of fun, right? 20 minutes a day in a sauna, in a hot tub, oh. Like relaxation. Yeah, but it's all about actually boosting your immune system. It's about wellness. You know, and 20 minutes a day in a hot tub, 20 minutes a day in the sun do more for your immune system than any drug, any other wellness product you could do. A lot of research studies on this. A sauna does it. A hot tub does it. By the way, pool tables, foosball tables. Boy, did we have fun at Big Iron with that foosball table. Man, was that fun. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, hot spring spas, pool tables too. Stop and see Vince and the crew and ask them about wellness. Wellness. John Hinderacher is here from the Center of the American Experiment. John, how you doing?
Hey, Scott. Doing great.
What is job one for the Center for the American Experiment today, sir?
Scott, we are fighting on so many fronts. It's hard to pick a job one. You know, last night we had the 25th in our series of anti-critical race theory events all over the state of Minnesota. This one was in Chaska. And we've been doing these all over the state, driving awareness of critical race theory, what it is, the fact that it is infiltrating the public schools in our state, and it's had a huge amount of impact. I'll tell you, though, Scott, another thing that we're about to launch is an inflation awareness campaign. We're going to put up billboards all around the Twin Cities metro area, just driving awareness of the incredible increase in prices of some basic commodities that we Americans all need. And the increase dates back to January 6, 2021, Joe Biden's inauguration day. It's unbelievable how in a few short months the wheels can come off.
What is the root cause of inflation in your view, John? This latest fight.
Well, I think Milton Friedman nailed it decades ago. At the end of the day, an economy-wide inflation can only be the result of excess money supply, and we're seeing that. There are a lot of reasons why prices can rise for a particular product or a particular market sector, but you know, if the Democrats jam through Congress the $3.5 trillion spending extravaganza, if you borrow that money from the Fed and it doesn't represent any increase, any incremental wealth, by definition, that is inflation. And so I think what we're seeing now is only a preview of what's going to happen if the Democrats get their way in Washington.
Too much money chasing too few goods, right? And meanwhile, now Christmas is being threatened because of too few goods. I don't know about you, John, but I don't see Christmas as cheap stuff from China myself. But Pete Buttigieg is saying, you know, hey, we just better buy early, not last minute, if we want to get that, because things won't be here, and these supply chain issues are plaguing us as well. What isn't plaguing us right now, by the way, from the Biden administration? Whether it's inflation, supply chain issues, the energy crisis. Look at Europe in the energy crisis, which tells us exactly what happens when the climate action becomes religion for you. I mean, it's hard to know, as you say, what front to fight on, but there's a lot of pain points here.
Scott, we're witnessing this bizarre situation where the Biden administration, from the day they came into office, have done everything they can do to suppress production of oil and gas in the United States, and now they're begging other countries to sell us more. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It is just ridiculous.
What do you encourage people to do? One of the things I appreciate about the Center for the American Experiment is that you are a grassroots organization, meaning you go to the masses, the people, and say, hey, here's the facts, but what do you want them to do with it?
Well, there's a lot of things that we do, Scott. I mean, at the end of the day, people got to vote. I mean, that's ultimately what they got to do. And as you know, we're a nonpartisan organization, so we don't tell people who they should vote for. But what we do is drive information and drive awareness about issues. I'll just give you one example out of many, Scott. I mean, one area where the wheels are coming off is energy. Electricity prices have risen rapidly, and they're going to skyrocket if the Democrats get their way. American Experiment has got the only model that anybody in the United States has, mathematical model that can analyze the true cost of green energy mandates. And that's a big part of this $3.5 trillion extravaganza. We put out a paper just a couple of days ago that calculates the cost of this clean electricity performance program, they call it, which is part of the $3.5 trillion. In one state, Arizona, $119 billion. I mean, this is going to destroy the pocketbooks of working Americans. And so it's really important that people understand what's going to happen if they vote for these kinds of policies.
And in addition to that, the model that you're saying, here's what will happen if we do this, we can look at Europe right now. I mean, I think Europe is a prime example of what's happening, and the cost of everything has skyrocketed because of, and again, all I got to do is listen closely to these people. Remember Barack Obama running for president way back in 2008 saying, here's what we do. We bankrupt coal companies, and then electricity prices necessarily skyrocket so we can force our green agenda down everybody's throat. I mean, this is what they say out loud. So we're seeing it not only in your models of what would happen, what is happening in Europe, right?
That was a rare moment of honesty from Barack Obama, but you're absolutely right. In Europe, the big issue isn't just skyrocketing prices. Can they keep the lights on? I mean, they are bumping up against a situation where this winter they're talking about massive blackouts in places like Great Britain, and they're scrambling to try to turn their back on some of these green energy policies that are creating the problem and find ways of generating more reliable electricity. And that's the path we're headed down if we don't change our ways.
And the pain point is really with the poorest among us, a huge constituency for the left. Just cradle to grave, we'll take care of you, whether it be inflation, whether it be the price of electricity. Do you think there's a political cost here for the left in this?
Well, I think so, Scott. There sure better be. I mean, it's not the people on Martha's Vineyard that notice if the price of electricity doubles. You know, they don't care. They're limousine liberals. They don't care. But for your average working family, if the price of electricity doubles, if the price of gasoline doubles at the pump, that means things they can't do. It means things they can't buy. And this is one of the things we do at American Experiment is we drive awareness, not among the elites, but among everybody of the incredible costs that are being imposed on them by these left-wing policies.
Just looked at WTI, the benchmark crude price in the United States, West Texas Intermediate, 82.27, up a buck again today, continuing to climb as well, which obviously is good for the development of oil and gas. It means more rigs and more economic activity in North Dakota, but also obviously will drive up the price of gas, which... Go back and look where it was when Joe Biden took office. Look where it is today. It's just one after another. Fascinating stuff. Glad you're on that front. And we remind folks that you can support American Experiment and their quest to bring their knowledge and grassroots activism and tackling some of these issues, which, of course, North Dakota is right in the center of, on carbon capture and some future technologies. You can go to AmericanExperiment.org and support that effort. 501c3, tax deductible. Thank you, John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment. More coming up.
They say when the going gets tough, the tough get going. At OK Tire, we're here to keep you going. From Firestone tires and replacements to retreads and even Firestone tracks, we have you covered. Our certified Firestone experts are ready to get you back up and running, no matter if you're on site or in the field, saving you time and money. OK Tire, we keep the tough going.
Everything feels better when you have a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Its smooth cinnamon and spice will keep you warm and relaxed on the inside, no matter what's going on in the world around us. And now you can enjoy a brand new flavor from North Dakota Sweet Crude. Introducing Sweet Crude Orange. Same smooth finish with a splash of orange. Taste both flavors for yourself with a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude or Sweet Crude Orange at your local liquor store and relax.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration vaccine panel on Thursday endorsed boosters for Moderna recipients who are at risk of severe COVID-19, occupational exposure to COVID-19, or are 65 years and older. The State Department announced Thursday the U.S. will rejoin the United Nations Human Rights Council, 3 years after President Trump walked out on the panel citing bias against Israel. President Biden's Commission on the U.S. Supreme Court will hold a public meeting on Friday to discuss expanding the court, term limits, and more, the White House announced Thursday. Democrats are pushing for more seats after former President Trump appointed 3 justices to the court. President Bill Clinton was admitted to the University of California Irvine Medical Center on Tuesday for a non-COVID-related infection. Thursday, his staff reported the 75-year-old is getting better after getting IV antibiotics and fluids. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Your sympathy, and this is my apology for killing myself from the inside out. And all my fears have pushed you out, and I wished for things that I don't need.
We cannot leave the air today without 3 minutes of questions for everyone about the Biden administration. TikTok's worth something, aren't they?
Yeah.
Who's this friend of yours?
No, it just got sent to me, and it's a young lady, and she just has a couple questions for you guys real quick.
Joe had a cognitive examination. Why did Joe stop the Keystone Pipeline while removing sanctions that allowed Russia to resume theirs? Why did Joe Biden run on defunding the police but later
this, claim this goes on for 3 minutes, folks.
3 minutes.
And we're going to play it before the end of the program today, so stay tuned for that coming up. We are going to kick off a Talk Radio Town Hall. We do this on Fridays, normally with Senator Cramer. He was early this week on Wednesday. So I want to dig into the workforce question a little bit. We've been talking about that of late, and we're going to do that in just a moment and welcome your calls, your questions, and comments on this as well. Kind of set the stage by just talking about what the current situation is as far as people looking for jobs, jobs open, the state of our workforce, and then try and get us some solutions, just things we could do to be nation-leading on this. So stay tuned for that coming up in a moment. Joe's on the road, has a question or comment. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I heard this thing. John Gruden got fired. And the big thing was there's the guy that's the head of the NFL, and I see a picture of him, and the guy's got big lips. I mean, he just does. He's a picture of him. And John Gruden said his lips look like Michelin tires. My question to you is, they made that out as a racist comment. So, you know, if a guy has a great big nose, I mean, and you said he has a big nose that he was black, and it is true. It might not be the best thing to say, but now this woke culture is trying to make it you out as a racist for a true statement.
Well, I think you know, here's the bigger deal to me on that whole John Gruden thing.
He said it
in a private email 10 years ago while being an ESPN analyst, all right? And then 10 years later, that's getting a lot of feedback from Joe. 10 years later, that's a reason for him to be fired as the coach of the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
apparently.
Look, I if I were him, I'd say, wish I hadn't said that. Sorry. Okay. Let's move on.
Yeah, won't say it again.
By the way, Eddie Murphy made fun of Mick Jagger's lips Remember that stand-up where he did the whole thing about So I like, whether it is or it isn't, I don't know. But, you know, as an ESPN analyst in an email saying something stupid, saying something inappropriate, a firing offense, this is just kind of crazy.
I'd like to introduce the new generation to my old friend Sam Kennison. Sam.
Yeah, remember Sam? Wow. Creighton and Huron, last call, and then we'll get to our talk radio town hall and workforce today. Go ahead, Creighton.
Well, thank you very much. Good friend of your show every day.
God bless you.
My understanding here in South Dakota is that the state was given $1 billion for COVID, and we don't need it. So Kristi Noem is sitting on $1 billion and is contemplating just sending it back to the government. And South Dakota is 49th out of 50 states as far as teacher pay goes. And the only one that's worse than us is Mississippi. Now, I say we keep that $1 billion, and if my calculations are right here, $1 billion has nine zeros. There are 9,350 teachers in the state of South Dakota in 48 districts. If you divide that out, it comes to $106,952 per teacher. Now, if I was Kristi Noem, I'd say, hey, well, let's keep this and let's get out of the 49th spot in the nation, raise teacher pay, and make everybody much happier, and that would attract a lot of teachers to South Dakota.
One idea, and I happen to think if you're going to spend $1 billion you didn't ask for or don't need, you might as well swing for the fences on something. I wrote a column about this for North Dakota. One of the things I said is workforce. Why not take graduates, current graduates from high school and college, and put together some incentive to say you'll get X amount per year if you stay here. We'll give you an incentive to stay in North Dakota and fill spots
good
in the
idea.
Workforce. Yeah, there's another one. I mean,
good idea.
Just do something different. Do something bold. Do something big is your point, Creighton. Appreciate the call very much. And just a little bit of perspective here on $1 billion. I used this example a while ago, and people asked me to repeat it, so you remind me, since you're talking about the billion and what to do with it. Let me put the amount of money that is into time, okay? So how long ago was 1,000 seconds? 1,000 seconds was 16 minutes and 40 seconds ago, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How long ago was 1,000,000 seconds? 11 days. 13 hours, 46 minutes. So the difference between 1,000 and 1,000,000 is 16 minutes to 11 days. A lot, right? Let's jump up to $1 billion. It was 31 and a half years ago.
Mm-hmm. $1 billion seconds.
$1 billion seconds was 31 and a half years ago. And if you really want to be scared, 1 trillion seconds, slightly over 31,688 years ago. Which, by the way, would be like 29,679 B.C.
Yeah.
24,000 years before the earliest civilization even began to take shape here. Do the math on that, folks. That's how much money they're throwing away right now.
Oh, times 3.5, isn't it?
And we lose track of it. We just sort of, it glosses over. It's just too much to comprehend, but it shouldn't. And in the case of the billion, didn't ask for it, don't need it. And it's why we're having inflation right now. Too much money chasing too few goods. Let me introduce our next guest, Phil Davis, Job Service North Dakota Workforce Services Director, joining us for a talk radio town hall on workforce in North Dakota today. Topic we brought up from time to time, but we thought let's bring in the experts. Let's analyze some of the data. Phil, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Scott. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you so much.
How long have you been in the workforce game, Phil?
I've been with Job Service 14 years. It's a great position. I enjoy coming to work every day. Prior to that, I was kind of like you. I was on the radio all the time. But I was an air traffic controller in the United States Air Force for 21 years before coming back home to North Dakota.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for your service and glad to have you on the workforce front now. In your 14 years on the workforce job, just, you know, describe when you walked in the door to where we are at today, in the way of the challenges in filling and fulfilling the workforce needs of North Dakota businesses?
Well, I got to tell you, the first day I walked into job service, even before that, I was transitioning out of the military. I didn't even know what job service was. So I walked into the Grand Forks. My last duty station was Grand Forks Air Force Base up in the northeast part of our great state. And I walked into the job service office. I'm like, hey, I just want to talk to a veteran rep there. And they're helping me with that transition, helped me with a resume. And they said, hey, you got an opening in Bismarck. So I applied, and sure enough, I got hired and all that. And it has definitely changed. However, in saying that, I was the second job with job service, kind of climbed the ladder here. And my second job was, I was the Western Area Manager. So I was I took care of the Dickinson, Williston, Minot, and Bismarck offices. And I was through the oil booms and bust in Williston over the last 12 years. And so it's kind of, seems like we're back to that workforce shortage that we went through. And I know you were up in Williston a couple different times, talking to Cindy and most recently Paula. So we've kind of been through that, but that was one industry. Now we're seeing it throughout all of our industries in the state of North Dakota. And I think, you know, we're kind of at a more, I guess you could say, at a more state level instead of just one area of our state type of level, what we were seeing back in some of the oil boats.
So let's just take a look at breaking this down as far as, you know, your benchmarks that you're watching. Is it total, positions open? Is it, people are looking for work? What kind of data do you pour over every day?
Well, one of the biggest couple indicators. So first is our unemployment rate. We always kind of, you know, paying attention to that. And our latest unemployment rate was from August, and that's 3.2%. You know, we have still some counties that are a little bit higher than that, but we still have, we do have counties right at about that 2%. So, you know, that's kind of an average there. And then we look at the number of open jobs we have and what's available. And currently on our website, we have 17,500 jobs available. Now you've interviewed the governor and maybe commerce leadership, and they, you know, they're saying 30,000 to 40,000 jobs, and I completely agree with them on that. But what we look at is how many are open on our website. So let's say you're an employer, Scott, and you come into the office and say, I want to put a listing out there. I'm looking for a truck driver. So we'll list one opening for your company. But Scott is there thinking, well, if I get four people to interview for this one open position, I'm probably going to hire him or her. And we're seeing that. And, you know, I always use my brother and sister-in-law who have a trucking business in the central part of our state, and they list one opening with us. But I know for a fact they'll hire four or five truck drivers right now. And, you know, the same can be said in most all of our industries across the state. So I think, you know, that's where, you know, we say that 17,500 number, but there's definitely, you could take that two or three times that as far as openings of what we're seeing right now across the state.
All right, so that number tracks. How many people are looking for jobs?
Well, that's a great question, you know, and that's tough to really answer. You know, we see one day we might see 60 people walk into the Fargo Workforce Center. The next day we might see 30 people walk into the Fargo Workforce Center. You know, Williston back in the day, you know, we were upwards of 250 people in that small office standing in line. So it really depends on the day. But what I can tell you is, even if we were to take the folks that are currently on unemployment, which when I say this, who received a benefit payment this last week is a little bit less than 1,100 people. And so that is lower than pre-pandemic levels. I mean, so we have to think as a state to maybe not in the borders of how we're going to attract and retain our workforce. But I think we got to start thinking outside of our borders a little bit. And also what I think we need to do is get inside of our schools a little bit more. And not just job service, not just the government and the state agencies, but our employers need to get in there and really tout their programs, really tout what they're about, and get our kids interested and make sure we keep, you know, our kids right here in the good state of North Dakota to fill these openings.
That's certainly a best practice utilized by some. But not all. It's worked for a lot of folks to start those relationships with sophomores, with juniors, with seniors and give them opportunities even before they graduate. More of our Talk Radio Town Hall on North Dakota's workforce when we continue. Your questions or comments welcome as well. 258-0550.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful. Presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land and equipment auctions feature nearly 1,000 acres of farmland, excellent cropland in Polk and Norman counties in Minnesota, and nearly 320 acres of excellent cropland in Grand Forks County, North Dakota. And don't forget our premier equipment auctions in Moffett in Regent, North Dakota. For more information on these land and equipment auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Okay. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by Petrol Surge USA, the home of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. What kind of home cooking, Scott? Well, since you asked, about a couple of sloppy joes and chips. Harvard location, I-29 today. Breakfast hot dish on 12th Avenue at I-29. Chicken tenders in Glendon. Yulin has meatballs today. Also sloppy joes, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Nothing like that. Valley City, if you're traveling 94 today, get off on exit 292 and head north off the exit. That's the direction you go for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. And your choice of chicken fettuccine, pulled pork with gravy, or a hand patty Valley Meats burger made to order. All the grilled onions, the cheese, They are so darn good. PetroServe USA. Talk Radio Town Hall today, focusing on workforce. And our guest is Phil Davis, Job Service North Dakota Workforce Director, digging into this data a little bit. So we're talking before the break about how many available jobs there are. Technically 17,500 listings, but we know very often one listing means I need one mechanic, two mechanics, three, you know, of a particular position. So the estimates are somewhere between 30 and 40,000 jobs open. And you told us before the break that less than 1,000 people now, or less than 1,100, I think you said, were actually on some form of unemployment benefit. So 3.2% unemployment. I mean, actually looking for a job today, do we have any idea how many people that represents?
Heard that before. That's really tough to quantify. But I do know, you know, we still have people walking into our workforce center, still reaching out to us for our services. You know, so again, it's tough to say. But I will say this. You know, we had a workforce shortage prior to the pandemic. And honestly, we had a workforce shortage during the pandemic because we still had between, just on our website alone, Scott, 10 and 12,000 openings during the height of the pandemic last summer. And right now, you know, what I just quoted, 17,500, this is in the top 10 months of openings dating back to the summer of 2015. So we, you know, and we're coming out of the pandemic having a huge workforce shortage. So, you know, we have to do a little bit better as a state. We have to communicate. We have to sell our state in a way to attract workforce here. And I know, you know, our workforce partners from Commerce, the governor's office, you know, different entities across the state are trying to get that message out. But I think it's also, you know, we're starting to see some of our cities across the state doing the same thing, touting, hey, you know, I can look up at Grand Forks, way cooler than you think campaign. I can look here in Bismarck where I'm located. And it's called Make Your Mark here in Bismarck. And there's different things like that. And I think we have to do a little bit better job at that. You know, just 2 months ago, there was a 19 or 20 page insert in the Fargo Forum from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. They were trying to, you know, snipe some of our workers to go to Sioux Falls, move to Sioux Falls and sell that. And I think we need to do a little bit better job of that. And, you know, and I've heard the Commerce Commissioner talk about even starting to look internationally. You know, and bring some workers in. I think that's, you know, things like that that we need to really start doing.
And I do want to focus in our next segment, get into a little bit of the discussion of what can we do, kind of some best practices out there. But I think it's important for people to realize this is a momentous problem. This is this stunts our growth. This is there's very little good in this to try and get our arms around. It's just one tough problem that we need to deal with because everybody's hiring. So whatever the number is in the people that are looking versus the jobs open, there's a huge disparity between the two. Is that fair?
That's really fair. And we've been talking about this here inside of our agency now for the last 4 months. And I read an article that was handed to me. It was called The Demographic Drought. And it says what's the approaching sans-demic will transform the labor market for the rest of our lives. And sans means without, demic is people. So what the article is about, and I started reading, I'm like, holy cow, that's what's going on here in North Dakota. And last week I was up in Watford City talking to the members of the Chamber of Commerce, and I was hitting on some of these points that was brought in this article, and I'm just going to hit on a few, and I'm sure you're going to say, oh, yeah, that makes sense. So I asked the Chamber members up there, I said, if you have experienced this or you know anybody like this, raise your hand. I said, does anybody know during that pandemic, anybody that retired and left the workforce? I'd say over 50% of the hands went up, and there was like 70 or 75 people there. I said, okay, how many of you know somebody that used to work two or three jobs, only working one job now? A bunch of hands came up. I said, how many of you know anybody that moved out of state during the pandemic? Well, a lot of us know that. I mean, we saw some of the out-migration, you know, that was happening with the turndown on the oil and what McKinsey and Williams County is going through. And then I said, well, how many of you know somebody that exited the workforce and they went back to school to upskill? Now a bunch of hands went up. And I continued, and there was like seven different things I hit on from this article. So when you take that and then you those numbers and then you add into how many places, establishments that we have new for people to work at, just from over the last 10 years, we've gained, and this is a gain, of over 6,000 business establishments in the state. state of North Dakota. Now, during the pandemic, we gained over 100 establishments. So when you put those numbers together with how many people exited the workforce, you know, we're just adding on to that problem that we've had here. So again, it goes back to what I said just a minute ago. We got to look for different ways, different things to do to attract that workforce back into the state of North Dakota.
Yeah, so it's just a perfect storm.
It truly is.
It's just
I think, you know, you asked about best practices, and you know, when we talk to an employer and the employers come into our workforce centers, our 9 workforce centers across the state, what should we be doing? I said, well, our folks always say, you know, what's your wages currently? What's kind of flexibility with your schedule? What kind of benefits? That's just the start. And don't just put your eggs all in the basket using job service. Go out there and use other hiring entities too. I mean, use us. You know, come in.
You got to get creative in this market, no doubt about it. Aaron and Fargo has a question. More of this coming up after the break. Don't go away.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.